You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
The NES Classic is back. Here's how to make sure you get one. By Jeffrey Van Camp. The NES Classic Mini is an elusive little beast. The teeny tiny Nintendo Entertainment System, packed with 30 classic 8-bit games, originally hit stores in late 2016 and promptly sold out. It's been nigh impossible to find ever since, and was sent off into the sunset in favor of Nintendo's Super NES Classic. We weren't thrilled with Nintendo's decision to discontinue it. If you missed out the first time around, we have some good news. The miniature version of the console that made Mario will return on June 29th. The bad news is that it will likely sell out again and remain hard to find for some time. NES Classic US pre-orders have not begun, but if you really want to lock in your NES Classic and have the patience to wait an extra week or two after release, this trick might work. You can pre-order the NES Classic on Amazon.co.uk. The UK site will deliver to the United States. With shipping added and UK taxes removed, it will cost you about $65 USD. Standard shipping estimates show a delivery window of July 13th through 18th. You'll have to register for an Amazon UK account, but if you enter the same email you use for the US Amazon, it will automatically have your credit cards and shipping addresses, alleviating some hassle. We don't know how many units are available, but it's likely to sell out again. We'll update this post when the system is available in other stores, but for now, this is the best option. Since the NES Classic is powered by a USB port, you shouldn't have to worry about power plug incompatibility. As far as we know, the system should work on US TVs. If you're going to wait it out, be sure to hit up nowinstock.net to keep an eye on availability in the US.